One of the largest telecommunication companies in the United States is T-Mobile. It's owned by the German multinational Deutsche Telekom. While a German company works well enough with its unionized staff in Europe, it has a radically different attitude in the United States. Its subsidiary, T-Mobile, is one of the most anti-union companies in the U.S. Here are some T-Mobile workers. They talk about what it's like to support unionization in their call center, the place where workers take calls from customers.
When I became public with my union support, I then started receiving almost constant monitoring. I could hear the clicking and the audio got a lot worse, and I could tell that I was getting monitored all the time, and suddenly issues that had never been issues before were then issues, and it's just like I had somebody breathing down my neck all the time when that wasn't really something that I had to deal with previously.
I don't think that we should be told that we can't speak to union representatives if they're outside, which we were. We were told you will not go talk to them or you will be fired, and that is wrong. We have the right to protect ourselves and to bargain for those workers' rights on here. And that gives us protection, and in the end, it is best for the company as well.
Two unions are working together to help the T-Mobile workers unionize. In the U.S., it's the Communications Workers of America, the union the workers would join if they voted for a union. In Germany, it's the union which represents the workers at Deutsche Telekom, VERDI. The American and German unions are working together in a union they call TU. You can find out more about TU and the T-Mobile unionization drive at weworktogetherbetter.org.